Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Carlos Tayag in Unalaska. Tayag is the teen and leisure program coordinator for the city and moved to the island from Washington 3 years ago.
I'm the most likely to do anything fun on the island when it comes to leisure activities after school. So if a kid comes to me with some crazy idea like, hey, we should go hike that hill, or we should play Dungeons and Dragons, or we should go play soccer outside because it's a really nice day, or we should just go over there and build snowmen and tackle them, we will probably do that. There's probably a time every day where a person or a kid comes up to me and asks me if I would like to play soccer, and the answer is always yes. And that's probably one of my most favorite things about working in that building, is the ability to play pickup soccer anytime, any day. Soccer is becoming a sport here. I think we've done a lot of work in the last 3 years to bring soccer to the community. In 3 years, I think we've drastically improved the way that we play soccer on the island, because 3/4 of the year we're still playing indoors. So we've kind of adapted our indoor soccer to the US standards for indoor soccer. And we also get to play outside in the summer, and it's really fun and nice. And I think interest has grown exponentially. Like, there's a ton of kids who now want to play soccer, and I think it's becoming more popular than basketball, which is really exciting for me, because basketball, when I got here, they told me basketball is king on the island. And so I thought, we can change that. We're working on putting together a soccer club that can travel throughout the state of Alaska, and our kids can start playing on a statewide level and hopefully on a national level. And one day we'll get a kid from Unalaska to play in a World Cup, a real World Cup.
Carlos Tayag lives in Unalaska. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.